Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good Sunday afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. This afternoon, we have a great hour that's going to be on for you guys. We're going to kick things off by speaking to the group F to the R. We're going to talk to them not only about their love of music, but what it's been like for them to share that with all of you. At 25 minutes past the hour, we're turning it over to the radio side for our musical mix. And then at the bottom of the hour, I'll be speaking with celebrity photographer Anthony Tillman. He'll be talking to us not only about his love of photography, but his new campaign to bring attention to breast cancer awareness. It's going to be a great hour. Glad you all could join us for it. As I said, though, to get things kicked off, we have the group F to the R joining us live. We have the members T5, Young K, No No, and also Moy. Guys, welcome to Conversations Live.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, so glad to be here.
Plus, thanks a lot for being on with us. We're actually going to be telling the guys and our listeners here what F to the R stands for here in just a moment. We'll get to that in a moment. But G5, I want to start with you with this question. What has it been like for you to not only be able to share your music with the world, but also to have the other members there with you to share it with as well?
Oh, he feels like it's something that I can never run away from. It's a feeling that I carry every day to be able to share the music that really expresses the struggle that everyone in the group has been through, and in the audience can really identify to it, is an incredible feeling.
No, what about you? What about your love of music? What has it been like for you to share that, of course, with the world and your fans, and also to be able to have guys just as passionate about it in the group?
I'll be very frank with you. Like, I've never been close or around like real people that pretty much we could all relate to each other, which make us, you know, even stronger than what you could possibly be as a single artist, because we all push each other to do better. We all, you know, if we feel like, you know, something needs to be corrected, we do it in the right way, you know. And experience with our music is nothing more better than expressing exactly what we're going through and how we feel and where we want to go.
Yeah. Moy, what about you? What has it been like for you to be able to share your love of music with the world and also to have the guys there to support you as well?
To be honest, there's one thing that is like the most special to me, and that's when it comes down to the performance. I feel like everybody gets into character, and you know, every time we're on stage, we just, like, put everything we have, and we just, like Young K always said, we leave our soul up there just to show people that we do this with love so that they can get a reaction out of that.
All right. And Young K, the same question goes to you. What has it been like for you to be able to share your love of music with the world?
Man, it's the best feeling so far because, you know, through music, we express how we feel and whatever it is that we're going through. It's just a great feeling, man. I'm happy to be a part of the team.
Yeah.
I just love it.
You know, I think it's great that not only are you guys able to do something that you love, but also you're able to share it with other individuals that are just as passionate about it. I mentioned, of course, the name of the group is F to the R. You know, Moy, why don't you tell our listeners exactly what F to the R stands for?
Wow. This question to me, it's very important. When I first, you know, got with F to the R, you know, I met with G5 and, you know, he introduced me to the rest of the team and whatnot. But, you know, I was curious how, like, we met and how, you know, we started. And to be honest, we got something in common, and that's family and respect. So family to the respect is the most important thing that you need. And is, you know, always be together and always respect each other, always, you know, work together and put each other, everybody, you know, together as a team. Family to the respect. That's exactly you know, like how I take it. I know that Young K got some deep thoughts about, you know, family to the respect when every time we talk about it.
Yeah. So let me throw it to you then, Young K. You know, when you think about that, the family to the respect, you know, what does that mean for you, and what do you hope listeners are able to take away from music by you guys?
Well, what we try to do is try to make something different and to show people that you can't have family if you don't have respect for each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing that we go by. We got to respect each other at all times, and we always keep a family, but when it comes to the business, we try to stay as professional as we can, and I think that's the best feeling about it, you know, just knowing that we are doing it for the love, but we also are doing it for the family. And
right.
At the end of the day, we just want to earn our fans' respect by showing what we're doing, and hopefully they could feel the same way.
Right, right. G5, you know, I think, you know, you and I think out of the group, we've had a chance to talk a little bit. You know, for you, when you think about that, when you think about the name of the group, Family to the Respect, you know, I think respect is so important. I think, as Moy was saying as well, you know, family is sometimes, you know, when you think about extended families, especially for people who, you know, are coming out of one situation into another, is that how you look at the group? Do you guys look at each other as brothers?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I think we've grown so close, you know, during the course of our career so far, that we consider each other just like that. You just picture a couple of guys that, you know, four different egos, four different personalities, you know, four completely different people. And but at the same time, we have something in common, and it's that we respect each other and we consider each other family. You know,
right.
It's the most incredible feeling you can ever have is to be able to do something you love along with people that not only do you consider, you know, business partners, but also, you know, best friends, you know, and brothers.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that brotherhood is something that we can all learn something from. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm joined by the group F to the R. They're talking with us not only about their love of music, but what it's been like for them to share that, of course, with the world, but also with each other as well. I was just asking them about the name of the group, which is Family to the Respect, and what that means for them. And they were talking about, you know, the respect and also the brotherhood that they feel. So let's kind of switch gears a little bit and talk about the actual music. No, I want to start with you with this. You know, when people hear music from F to the R, what do you want them to think about?
Definitely, when they hear music, first of all, to begin with, I want people to feel the vibes that we leave on these tracks. But most, one thing that I could say is that when people listen to our music, what we're saying needs to pretty much relate to what people go through, because it's like, how are we gonna make music if you can't really relate to it, you know? So pretty much we represent the struggle, we represent unity, we represent family, respect, and all above. So pretty much that's what our music says, you know, and it always leaves a positive message. You know, and if people feel like it don't, just got to listen to it about a couple more times and try to understand where we're coming from, and you'll get it. And when you get it, you're going to be like, you know what, this is my track right here, this is my song. And that's pretty much what we try to do.
Moy, I want to go to you for the follow-up to that. You know, one of the things that Nono mentioned, of course, is, you know, being able to see something from you guys. You know, one thing that is going to happen, because I've seen it happen all the time, is that people who are coming up after you, or at least are seeing the success that you guys are having, the moves you're making, you know, they'll begin, of course, to say, you know what, if those guys can do it, I can do it. Do you hope that what F2R is able to do is an example to other groups and even to solo artists as to what's possible with hard work?
Definitely. I mean, that's the whole reason why, you know, you want to create and do music, and that's to encourage people to do and don't stop, you know, don't stop what you're doing, don't stop, you know, what you're dreaming for, because, you know, to be honest, if you don't continue now, you know, you will never know how close you were to reach, you know, your goal. And,
right.
You know, it's a, that's a way to, like, that's a way to, you know, like, to continue. You just got to understand, you know, like, how much you're struggling, but you're not the only one that's struggling right now. Everybody else around it, and if the other guys were able to make it, why can't you?
Exactly. Exactly. I think that is a really good point. Young K, what about with you? You know, when people listen to music from F to the R, what do you hope they're able to think about or at least get from the music or even learn about you as a group?
The one thing I feel like people would relate to and understand more is how passionate we are for the music and actually the message that we live behind it. And, you know, just this just to show people that, you know, it takes work. You know, nothing comes easy, so you just got to keep working, and the music will speak on how we're feeling at that moment.
Right. And you know what, and I think that's the thing. And G5, we're going to finish off with you. I want you to hold on. But again, for those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking to members of the group F2R. It stands for Family to the Respect. We're talking to members you've heard here, No-No, also Moy, Young K, and also G5 are with us. We've been talking to them not only about what it's been like for them to share the music, but also, of course, and what they hope you're able to take away from it. Now, we're going to be able to let our audience here in a moment, G5, actually hear for themselves for the first time, a new song from you guys. Talk to us about the single Twitter That and how it came about, G5.
Oh, Twitter That. It was a record that I fell in love with, you know, once, you know, Kay came up with the concept. And, you know, once we fell in love with it, you know, then everybody really just started, you know, it started, you know, transforming into an epidemic. And we figured that it was very relevant for us to release a record called Twitter That, because it's not just about Twitter itself, you know, but the whole feeling of being able to share with the world and for world to be looking at what you're doing. So that's what Twitter That is about. Tell the world about what you're doing and how you're feeling at that moment.
All right. We're going to be right back with the guys. Here is, for the first time here on Conversations Live, here is Twitter That. We'll be right back with more conversations and more F to the R. Stay with us.
Going to
That was Twitter That here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM for our radio listeners here in Mississippi, but online around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com. It is through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Twitter That, of course, is the new single by F to the R that stands for Family to the Respect. We actually have the members of the group here with us, G5, Young K, Moy, and also No-No. They've been talking with us not only about their own love of music, but what it's been like for them to share that with all of you. So, Moy, I want to start with you. You know, that song, I think, is really evidence of one thing that all of us use these days, and that's social media. Moy, what would you say about how it's been for you to reach people you've never met before, to be able to reach them through sites like Facebook and Twitter? What has that been like in helping you spread the message of the group?
It's been really, really fun. You know, when we first started using all this media, it was pretty cool because you get to find people that you haven't seen in years and, you know, get to say hi, why not? But when Twitter That came out, man, I mean, it was to us, when we, you know, like, when we started, like, working on it, why not, it was a joke. I mean, everything we said was, like, Twitter That. Everything we commented on was Twitter That. And, you know, it was fun, man. It has been one of the most fun projects that I've been able to, like, see come out and, you know, become a hit, you know what I mean?
Right. No, what about for you? What has it been like for you? I mean, as you guys have been socializing with your friends on Facebook and, of course, Twitter, what has it been like for you to be able to reach people across the world through just a few clicks of a few buttons?
You know, it's one of the most amazing feelings, you know, that I could possibly say, because it's like, you know, people that really, you know, you have people that know you that when they hear your music, they're like, oh, yeah, it's nice. But when people actually don't know you, they're like, the first thing I get is like, because, you know, I'm an artist myself, but when I come to people, I never say, oh, you know, I'm this, you know, top-notch artist. No, what I do is that I'd be like, you know, I got a few artists that, you know, they're hot and this and this and that. And when people listen to them, they're like, where they from? I mean, I'm like, they're all Hispanic. They're like, we don't believe you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a wonderful feeling when people that really don't know you, and even some of the ones that do know you, recognize what's talent and what's, you know, how work you put into your project, congratulate you, and tell you, you know, that it's very great, and that, you know, they thought that this song that we played for them was actually already out on the radio.
Wow. Yeah. That says a whole lot. G5, you know, for you, I know this is something that means a whole lot for you too as far as the music, but also, of course, being able to reach the world. How do you think Facebook and Twitter has helped you in that regard, to reach out to people you've never met before?
Oh, the way the Facebook has emerged into the market is just in a colossal scale. And just being able to use that vehicle to be within seconds all across the world, it probably enables you in ways to say, hey, you know, I'm so thankful to be here, you know, to be in 2013, being able to take advantage of the technology that's available. Now, my parents couldn't even, they barely had a phone, you know. So being able to communicate with people on this larger scale, you know, it makes me be proud to be alive, you know, to live life and try to enjoy every single moment, because, you know, you never know, you know, what can happen. So you need to live it to the fullest.
Right. I think that is great advice there. And I think that really sets the stage as we're looking forward, because, Young K, for you, I mean, when you think about the potential of F2 to R, what would you like to see the group go?
Man, I would like to see the group go very far, man, very, very further than what we have already accomplished. Not just in music, but, you know, being able to help out in the community as well.
Right. You know what, I think that is the thing. I think being able to you know, to give back, I think, is so important. No, what about you? I mean, what are your goals for the group, you know, as you guys are moving forward with new music and also new projects?
Well, you know, music is natural for us. So, you know, it's like second nature, like something that's in us, something that we're going to continue with that. But other things that we do have in plan is, like, you know, help our family to begin with. You know, all of us are family. You know, we wasn't, you know, we didn't have everything we wanted. And to this day, we still don't. So, you know, to actually say something that's yours, like to, you know, to accomplish anything to say is yours and to help your family is one of the things we're looking for. But we do have future plans into, like, maybe making, like, small movies or even actually becoming into actors. You know,
right.
Those are some of the things that we're looking forward into because we feel a passion for those things. And we're going to keep pushing, you know, as well as we've been pushing with this music, we're going to keep pushing to whatever it is that we want to do. We're going to keep pushing. And again, like what Young K just said, I'm definitely trying to help out, you know, the communities that are really going through big struggles, which we were in at one point in our lives. And we just don't want people and kids to go through what we did. And, you know,
right.
just to stay positive right. and keep going on with your dreams.
That's right. You mentioned passion. Moy, for you, you know, what as you look forward, you know, what would you like to see F to the R be able to do next?
You know, piggyback on Milner's, you know, the community is very important. We had an opportunity yesterday to be in the community right around our ways, and we were able to perform there. And it's a great feeling, you know, like, to have that neighborhood be able to, like, support artists that, like, they ain't never seen before.
Yeah.
When we first got there, you know, they were like, oh, so you guys perform? Yeah. So, you know, like, we felt the warm feelings from them. And, you know, by the time we finished performing yesterday, it was like, wow, you know, you guys sound good. And that right there, you know, like, makes you want to work and be able to be not only that one community, but, like, around what, you know, where we were raised and be able to, like, say, you know what, you guys helped us, you know, with their support. Now it's, you know, like, our turn to, like, help you guys with what you guys, you know, need at that moment.
Right. Well, you know what, I think that's what it's all about, being able to give back to those that are coming up and also the community. Again, everyone, you've been listening to Conversations Live, my conversation with F to the R. We've been talking to members Young K, Moy, No-No, and also G5. G5, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with the group and also find out about the upcoming projects and music, too.
No, definitely. You can definitely follow us on Twitter at F to the R Music. Also on Instagram, F to the R Music as well. Definitely like us on Facebook, F to the R Music. And also, you know, the our coming website, www.ftr.com, will be coming soon. Stay tuned for a brand new video, Brush Them Off. You know, collaborators, you know, Prophet Productions, Guillermo Productions, you know, and ProSense Productions, you know. You can also definitely send us an email at afterthermusicgroup@gmail.com. You know, interested in knowing anything else about After the R Music, we'd be happy to furnish that for you.
All right. Again, everyone, thank you guys for coming on the program. I want to also say, because I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but on Facebook, William Powell said, don't forget his shout-out. So, William, I want to do it on their behalf. To shout you out, to thank you for listening. Also, of course, we want to thank Consuelo Edwards for setting up this conversation with us this afternoon. Again, everyone, G5, Young K, Moy, and No-No, the group is F to the R. Guys, thanks a lot for coming on. We're looking forward to staying in contact with you.
Okay, thank you. It was a pleasure. Conversations Live, Nars Web. Thank you so much for the whole thing.
All right. Glad to do it. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with the group, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air here. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link that's there. Also, you can, of course, be able to tag. We tag the guys on Facebook and Twitter as well. So you can find them very easily through our page at twitter.com/CyrusWeb or facebook.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share with your friends using the social media buttons there on the bottom of the page. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. We're going to switch gears here on the radio side. Get ready for our conversation with celebrity photographer Anthony Thielman at the bottom of the hour. For our radio listeners and also those joining us, of course, through Blog Talk, here's a repeat of the single Twitter That by F to the R. We'll be back at the bottom of the hour with more Conversations Live. Make sure you guys stay with us.
Come on, we poppin'